Nath, please welcome to the show. Friend of the show, he joins us every Monday. It's Mitchy McPherson.
Mitchell.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me. I feel like last week I couldn't speak properly, so I'm here to redeem myself.
Well, this week you can't sit properly because you almost fell off that chair.
Off the chair. And then for some weird reason, fell off the chair, my life flashed in front of me, and I started dribbling.
Are you okay, bro?
I think I'm okay.
Yeah, you just lay backwards and the chair like snapped, and then you drooled a bit.
Dribbled. It was very strange.
The last ever catch-up.
I just wiped my mouth with a tissue and then moved all Jimmy's dirty, snotty tissues that were at my chair.
Sorry, please
don't do that again.
Sorry, mate. Can I just quickly ask you, we were just chatting about the Royals and their baby and naming Lilibet. How difficult was it to name Maya? Was that a decision you and Sahar made easily?
It feels like forever ago. Yeah, it's not the easiest thing, no. You definitely have some, not heated discussions, but you've got your opinion and you put it forward. But no, fortunately for us, we both liked it. And it worked out pretty well.
Under pressure? Because you're naming a human being and you're like,
yeah, it is a big thing when you think about it. There's plenty to consider. Like, will it age? Will that name suit when they're 20 or 30 or 40 or whatever? But no, fortunately for us, it wasn't a big issue. So we both liked it.
Do you think of the nicknames associated with it? Were you like,
No, she's got May May now. I don't even call her Maya anymore. It's just hashtag May May. What do you say?
SponCon, May May. Swipe up for your discount code on your walker.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Mitchy, speaking of May, over May, Banjo's Bakery Cafe, they partner with you guys at Speak Up, Stay Chatty, raising awareness for mental health, donating 50 cents from the sale of every large coffee to the cause. This is exciting now, mate, because you've got the final amount of cash that you guys have managed to raise with Banjo's going towards Stay Chatty, and that amount is, would you like a drum roll?
I would, please.
Okay, here we go.
Yep, we're announcing this at lunchtime today in the Hobart store, but $30,973.
Wow, mate, that huge effort. Massive.
Yep, massive. 61,586 large coffees were sold at participating stores, with the average number of coffees sold increasing by 140%. So huge.
Does that blow you away when you see that? I mean, when you think about it, it's like 50 cents from every coffee. Okay, that's pretty big. But when you see the final tally at 30,973, like, surely to you each year, that just must blow you away.
Incredible. Like, we, you know, as an organisation, absolutely rely on things such as that. You know, Banjo's are a major sponsor of ours for a reason. And money's amazing, but, you know, we've had plenty of, you know, social media interaction and people writing to us, and, you know, they got behind the message. They went out and had a coffee with a friend and sat down and spoke about probably something that was getting them down a little bit. So that was a really great campaign again.
Thanks.
Yeah. We're super grateful to the Banjo's team.
And of course, as you just said, it wasn't just about going there and donating some of the money from your coffee. It was about having that conversation and using that message in everyday life, wasn't it?
Yeah, totally. And we do it every year. And as I said, it's the start of winter. It's getting colder. It's harder to get moving. It's harder to get out. Gee, I know it's harder to get moving at the moment. Look at me. Exactly. Dribbled. Really important time to work out who your connections are and really build on them. So, yeah, super grateful to the Banjo's team for doing that every year. And, we hope to go again next year.
Hey, look, and speaking of, you know, having that conversation, we've got Shorts Day coming up as well, 21st of June this month. We're going to be doing the show live as well in the morning. Mitchy's going to be joining us for the entire show, which we're very excited about. And, again, I think it's another opportunity to have those conversations.
Yep, 2 weeks away. So if you haven't registered, staychatty.com.au to get around it. We've got over 100 registrations now, which is extremely exciting. So, yeah, look, later on in the year, there's lots of focus on mental health with Are You Okay and Mental Health Week and whatnot. So we're really proud to be playing a part that, you know, through the start and the middle of the year, mental health is something that's got to be on the map, all on the calendar, all year round. We feel we're really trying to achieve that and doing a great job. So, yeah, just get out there and talk about it and learn as much as you can.
Absolutely, which is why, Mitchy, you're going to stick around, because up next we're going to have another little chatty check-in. We'll do it after this. Yeah. I did.
Yeah. No. Congratulations to the parents.
Love that.
Very exciting.
And old Dickie, sort it out, mate. What's he doing? Just sitting at home whinging about things.
What's that? The ex-royal
press secretary.
Because he's been fleeced, that's why. Yeah. Now he's like, oh, I'm angry.
I'll get him.
Shut up, Dickie.
Welcome to the Chatty Check-In with Mitchy McPherson.
Mitchy, this is something that, you know, this is the real reason, I guess, we brought you in every Monday. It's for the three of us, I guess, to normalise more just having a conversation, catching up, talking about what we've been up to, what we're looking potentially forward to, or just even looking at the week ahead and what it looks like.
Yeah, well, we mostly do that, don't we? I know that Sunday night, where you have your weekend and it's fun and you do what you got to do, and then Sunday night kicks in and Monday's coming around, you wake up and you're looking ahead at your work week. And, yeah, I just thought it was a good idea to you know, we're all about normalising conversations and getting off our chest if you're not feeling great or things that might be worrying you. And the thing is, you're not alone when you feel like that. Yep. For me, I went to bed last night and then woke up this morning and opened my eyes, and first thing I thought of is, right, I've got to do three pretty big presentations this week, and I'm on the road a lot, away from family, you know, away from Maymay and Sahar. And yeah. And for me, that, you know, it makes you feel sad. I'm happy to say that you know, that you, those emotions when you're moping, walk into the shower and you think, oh, I've got some negative thoughts and those negative things happening. But I think being able to sit here, us three blokes, and being able to say that that's how my week started, it wasn't amazing, but I'm talking about it. Mm. And, you know, talking about it makes me feel better because I know that I'm not alone when I have that conversation. So we all dread things, but, you know, I suppose a shout out to anyone else out there today that's, you know, dreading a few things or not feeling great. You know, life for me is great, but there's always going to be things that weigh me down and make me feel a little bit negative at times.
It's funny how you talk about the impact that that has. You just saying that has already made me feel more comfortable talking about the anxieties of obviously another work week, isn't it? Mm. I mean, you talk about how fast the weekend goes and that kind of thing, and you wish the weekend was still there. Why are we thinking that? Why are we dreading this week? And it's okay to dread it and think about it. Like, I'm exactly the same. Woke up this morning going, oh, it's only Monday. Yeah. I've got five more of these to get through. But the fact that you were just talking about how you're having a bit of negative thoughts and a bit of anxiety going into the week has already made me feel better and being comfortable in feeling a similar way.
There you go.
I was chatting to someone on the weekend and I was talking about what I do for a living, and they were just like, it must blow you away that you have this job that you absolutely love. Like, so many people never get that opportunity in their life. And that was really powerful to me. I went, oh, wow, I've never thought about it such long term. And I was like, yeah, I really do love my job. And Nathan and I are very lucky. Like, with it, we come so many events and so many things. And now, look, we were chatting about it before. We've got this, you know, the shorts day coming up. We're going to do the show. Now, Mitchie's been texting Nathan and I to try and catch up to hang out. We've all been so busy that we've had limited time to do that. Like, I have anxiety on a Sunday night when I look at my calendar for the week and I go, I've got so much on. And a lot of it is really fun, cool things. Like, Nathan and I do the Burger Boys. You go taste burgers, or we're tasting the world's hottest gin. But there is a bit of anxiety. And then I look at that and go, I'm so busy. How am I going to manage all this? And then I beat myself up. I go, Jim, you shouldn't feel like that. You're very lucky. You have a good job. Yeah, yeah. And you get these feelings of... And then I went, you know, I guess it's okay, as we always have. You can be down. You can be anxious. Mm. You can have those feelings, even if life is good.
Mm, yeah.
And you shouldn't punish yourself for feeling that
way. But then on top of that as well, I mean, I don't know, you and I share a similar thing with that. Mitchie, you would be the same, is our calendar is so full. One thing we hate is letting people down, isn't it? Like, when people want, Mitchie, when yourself, you want to catch up with somebody and they reach out to you, but you know that you're so busy, and it's like, well, I'm not dodging your catch up. Mm. I've just got so much else on. That's actually quite hard to squeeze you in. And doing so would actually have negative impacts on myself because I'd have to stretch something else thin or sacrifice something else.
Yeah, totally gets hard. I think when I have those moments, Jim, when you just said, when you look at the diary and you say it's busy, and there's definitely some things that you dread, I'd always give myself a little bit of perspective and think, if they're the worst things that are going to happen to me in my working week, you know, I'm doing all right and I'm really, really lucky. And for me, that just settles me a little bit. And you think, right, well, you know, there's going to be a couple of tough meetings, a couple of presentations that you might not really feel like doing. But at the end of the day, I've got a pretty good job. I get to travel. I get to positively impact people. And if that's the worst thing that is going to happen to me in my week, I've got a pretty good life.
Absolutely.
So a little bit of perspective helps.
Yeah, it's something I do, which I find helps, and it may not help other people, but I try and talk to myself like I'm talking to someone else.
Yeah.
Because I find that I treat other people with much more kindness than I do. Like, I'm way harder on myself. Mm. So I'm like, well, if someone else told me this, like, oh, Jim, you got this, I'd go, they're great problems. You know what I mean? Like, life's good. And then when I do that to my own thoughts, I go, oh, you know what? Yeah. Life's pretty good.
It's a human
mind, isn't it?
It's easier to do it for others, but really tough on yourself at times.
100%. Well, Mitchie, I know that personally made me feel better talking about
it. Reach out.
Hopefully people out there listening, hopefully that had the same effect on you. If not, of course, reach out, have that conversation. Mitchie McPherson, as always, mate, we love you.
Thanks
boys.
Have a good week, everyone.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.